you know, you have to tip your cap to Mike Bobo, Carson Beck, and as much as any of them struggled in the first half, they played that well in the second half in crunch time. So just, the whole finish was absolutely unbelievable. I would have said the same thing. It was one of the games of the century, an incredible finish, even before the Ryan Williams play. And then you see that, and you're like, dude, that's unbelievable. I think Kirk Herbstreit actually, right after Fowler's call right there, goes, unbelievable.
What, four turnovers, you give up a safety, and you still take the lead late with a chance to win it. What was that thing you showed me online? It's hilarious. What is it, like a little baby deer running around?
It was a baby deer in the backyard. It said Ryan Williams versus man press. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in high school right now. He's supposed to be playing in a high school football game last Friday.
So theoretically, if he decides to go pro after his third year, he'll be a 19-year-old NFL player.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle Pitts was very young when he first stepped on in the NFL as well. I think Pitts was 20.
He wouldn't be 19 in the NFL. He'd be 20 in his rookie year, but he would be 19 through the whole draft process, right. Senior Bowl combine, right. And everything else. He'd be 19 through that. That's insane.
I thought Georgia's defense was as bad as I've seen them in a long time. I mean, they looked awful. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't get enough pressure on Jalen Milrow to do anything. They looked like they didn't have a plan for them. And I know that it's easy to say, well, how do you not have any kind of plan? They're two of the better players in the country is Ryan Williams and Jalen Milrow. But you got to figure out a way to maybe take away one of them. Like maybe try to lock down and make Jalen Milrow run around and maybe just say, hey, you know, you're gonna beat me with your feet. Or, you know what? I'm not going to let you out of the pocket, and you're just going to have to beat me with your arm.
Yeah.
But they didn't do either one. I mean, Jalen Milrow had over right at foot 500 yards of offense.
Yeah, he did. And you know, it's funny. I asked you guys in Fair Foul if the winning quarterback of this game would be the Heisman favorite. And I don't know that he's like the runaway Heisman favorite, but Jalen Milrow in a lot of circles has kind of jumped to the lead on that one. BetMGM and whoever else it is.
Did you say would or should? Because I thought you said should.
No, it was would. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was would. I can look back at it right now. But, I mean, it's neither here nor there. I think it goes to show you. But I don't know. I kind of feel differently than you do about Georgia's defense. I think they struggled in the secondary. I was actually really impressed with the way they controlled the line of scrimmage in terms of interior runs. There was not many yards to be had on interior runs, and that's one of the things that I thought Jalen Milrow would have a great time at. Some of the gap schemes, powers, counters, and things with the interior runs, they shut that down. And then they widened out and played better contain after the first couple of touchdowns. They played better contain on Jalen Milrow and strung out some of those plays. And really, Milrow was kind of shut down running towards the end, had to use his arm to make some of those plays in the second half.
Yeah, well, when you tally it all up, he was getting 7 yards a clip, and he busted off a big one. It was down the sideline, wasn't it? I think that was a 36-yarder for the touchdown. I just thought Jalen Milrow played phenomenally. He looked like the best one-way player in college football Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because I think the best two-way player is the best player overall, really, to me, is Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and it'll be interesting.
He struck a Heisman pose on that interception against Central Florida.
He deserves it. Might be a little bit early, but that's another impressive team we probably need to get into as the week goes on, because I thought they looked as good as they've looked since Deion's been there. So hats off to them.
Colorado might have looked as good as they looked since Cordell Stewart was there.
All right, let's go in the huddle.